Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Em, and with my co-host, Rocky.
Hello, hello.
Introducing myself since I've been away for...
How long have you been away for?
Like 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah, like 2 days.
Try a month.
That was not a month.
You didn't miss like two podcasts.
It was two podcasts. Doesn't mean it was a month.
It's half a month. 2 weeks.
Okay, and? Well, obviously I knew it was 2 weeks, but
it
like...
Feels like forever. I've been telling everybody you don't love me. That's why you're not doing it.
Oh, really?
I said she don't love her father.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Thanks for confirming.
I'm not confirming. I was just joking.
I need a minute. All right, go ahead.
Can you get an L in the chat? No, I'm joking.
So what's going on?
What you been up to so far? Well, I've been here, there, a little bit of everywhere. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? Okay, all right. So,
hunt just, squirrels and whatnot.
Just too busy, huh? Just too busy.
Huh? Not too busy. I was just didn't. No. Too busy. Definitely.
Definitely too busy, huh? Just
yeah. Too busy.
Okay. All right. Well, at least you're woman enough to admit that you don't love me and you're too busy to do.
Oh yeah.
Who wants to do old podcasts with your dad? Who wants to build memories? Who cares about that?
So true. You're right.
Okay. I'm glad you're woman enough to admit.
Listen to all the podcasts we missed, obviously. So, didn't you say that I was a leeching,
leeching
squirrel girl with?
Wait, hold on. That got recorded. Yeah. I was recording that. I did not say
that,
those things on
that
air.
That was hungry for fame or something like that.
Those things were not said on air. They were not.
Said on air, so it was that happened off air.
No.
Wow.
Anyway, so welcome to the Audio Oddity Podcast. You can find us across all platforms. Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. We're on TikTok. Yeah, so... If you find us, like and subscribe, and you can also find the podcast, of course, across all major podcast platforms. So, with that said, Em, let's just get into what we're talking about today.
I think you're forgetting something, sir.
Okay, go ahead. She's talking about the joke of the day. All right,
I don't have a joke for today, but okay, I will tell you a story.
Is it a short story?
It's a short story.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I was walking around, and
it sounds really suspicious.
I was walking around.
Okay,
found this baby cat. You know what I mean?
What? Where is this going?
Wait.
Okay. Go ahead. Baby cat.
Listen. Found this baby cat. It was looking.
This is sus. I don't know.
Yeah, baby cat. It was very cute.
You know this is being recorded before you finish the story, right? And I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a snitch.
Like what?
I tell on people.
Wow. Like, okay, yeah. So the baby cat was looking cute. Okay. I'm just saying. So I brought it to this old lady's house.
Okay.
Actually, no. Let's tell an actual story. I was making that up, but let's talk about how one. This is an embarrassing story from my days at school. Okay, so let's say you have a tray that has nachos on it. Okay.
Okay. A tray with nachos. Okay.
You drop those nachos.
Okay.
People laugh. You know what? Get over it.
Uh huh.
You go back in the line. You get nachos again.
Okay.
Easy. You drop it again.
Okay.
Okay. You drop it again. And they give you nachos. They look at you like you're stupid, but like, it's fine. You can get over that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So then while they're cleaning up your mess, they give you plain nachos again. And then you ask for lettuce. And they look and they...
Right.
And they just dead stare at you for a minute, like, and then they put the lettuce on there, but not without, like, you know, kind of looking at you. I don't know. That was a really embarrassing story. Like,
okay. Well, today's episode we'll be talking Peacemaker, Naomi, and why is Sony producing PS4s and not PS5s? But
Sony is the creator of PS.
Yeah, but there we'll get to the story. We'll get to the story. Okay. So, M, have you watched Naomi?
You already know the answer to this.
Okay, no. This is a no. She has not watched Naomi. So, Naomi is a show, new show. I think it's on the WB.
WB.
Yes. It is a... I went into this totally blind almost. I heard the name, and then I heard some relation of it with Superman, so I thought I'll check it out. So, what it is I'm not going to go into... I don't know what the show lore is going to be. Of course, show lore and comic lore is always similar. You know, different. Similar, but, you know, they normally go by different paths. So, we'll go into the comic lore. This is what I know about the comic lore. Comic lore on
something
Naomi.
Something about that cat story.
What? The cat story that didn't exist?
I was making that up.
You're just making that up. That wasn't even a real story.
Yes. I don't know where I was going
anyway,
with that.
Okay. Anyway.
You go back.
Okay.
So Naomi. Okay. What is Naomi about?
Okay. So I'm going to give you the comic lore. So the comic lore of Naomi is that they live in an alternate universe, right?
Yeah.
It's an alternate universe where... the ozone layer is evaporating.
That's funny because it's actually happening too.
Yeah, it's going away, right? So it goes away and it releases this radiation into the atmosphere.
Of course it did because Flash who?
Okay, so and it gives 29 people that's living on Earth, the Earth they live on, powers, metahumans.
Mm-hmm.
Gives them powers, right? Only 29, which ain't a whole lot. So, godlike powers, they say.
Godlike powers?
Godlike powers, they say. So, out of those 29, two of them. Out of those 29, of course, like half of them or something.
Evil.
Yeah, evil and whatnot. So,
or villains. Villains are evil.
Yeah, just say they're villains, right? You have a good side, you have a bad side. So, this sparks a war, naturally, right? Between the good side
and the bad side,
right? So, when this war pans out and fades out, it's out of those 29, I don't remember the exact numbers. I got them written down and I should have brought them, but I forgot. But it was like 8 were dead, 7 left the planet, and the rest of them were remaining on Earth.
Their Earth, right?
Okay. So the ones that remained on Earth, 2 of them naturally hooked up, got together, they had a baby. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That baby was Naomi.
Oh.
Right. So then they got like a big bad.
I mean, talk about bonding. Well.
Yeah. So then you got a big bad, you know, of course, the major villain.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's trying to kill Naomi.
Why?
Because I think she's the first metahuman baby.
Really?
You know, whatever. Yeah. So he's trying to kill her. So her parents send her off to another Earth, Earth Zero, which I think is similar to just our Earth where, you know. So... she gets sent off to Earth Zero. So that's her origin story. She gets adopted by...
Do they know about
her? She gets adopted by her parent. I think they do. So she gets adopted by, you know, a nice couple, of course, and, you know, so on and so forth, right?
Yeah.
So that's where I start. So I watched the first episode. It was pretty good. Basically, it was kind of... it didn't dip too much into her origin story. It was just kind of set up who she was. You know, she's black, by the way. So she's a black superhero. Well, she will be a black superhero, I'm thinking, right? And in the comics, I think her name is Powerhouse.
Powerhouse, okay.
Which,
that's
kind of generic. And
that seems like they just went to a random generator and kind of just like chose that. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like Powerhouse is just kind of like...
yeah, I hope I read that wrong. That don't sound right, but whatever. So, first episode.
You think about Supergirl, all of those are kind of generic, but like Powerhouse is kind of like...
it don't even like, I don't know.
Nothing like rings together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So, in the first episode, it just kind of sets up, like I said, who she is, who her friends are, why she doesn't know she has these powers. And I think her parents know because it seemed like they do certain things to like... repress these powers, there's other people like her in her town,
like,
you know, it establishes that. So
okay,
it's like a few people.
29 there's 29 people that get affected.
But remember, I said that 7 of them left.
Yeah, Earth. 7 of them left. But so, what's the chance that they end up in the same town as her?
Well, maybe that's why her parents sent her there.
Okay.
Because they were, because maybe those people that left were the good guys, and they sent her there to protect. You know, them
are they
to
like older
her.
Or how?
Yeah, yeah, they're older than her. Yeah.
Like, and it, how old is she?
She's like. No, she's dry. She's like 15 or 16.
15 or 16. Okay.
Yeah, maybe 16. Because she had just started driving in this episode, I think.
So 16? Probably.
Yeah, probably around 16. So, but yeah. So it's multiple people in town know what's going on.
But her. She doesn't?
Yeah. But she doesn't, right?
All
right. And Superman makes a kind of appearance in this episode. Okay. I didn't get to, you don't really get to see like a good up close view of him, but he's there. Excuse me. Excuse me. But he's there. So it really leaves you on more. It does. Episode one. This is the very first episode. So yeah. I just lost my train of thought on Naomi. Hold on. No, but yeah, so it leaves you one more in the episode, and it's I don't know. I can't wait to episode two.
Is it like live?
It might be episode two out already.
Does
I don't
it like
know.
Leave on a cliffhanger or something?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of leaves you on a cliffhanger.
Does that do that every episode? Because
I don't know.
Because what
first,
happens when like one, with those like episodes, like those cliffhanger, like every single episode,
yeah.
episode, you kind of get like you know what's gonna happen at the end. It's gonna be a cliffhanger, but like, and you kind of just don't stick around for that because anything can happen. Like really, get canceled. Show or it gets picked up again, but like it can get canceled and you just never see that thing again. That's why I kind of just stay away from those shows like 4400. Yeah, no, yeah,
you need to watch the new one. New one's good.
No, yeah, I kind of do want to watch it. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, I kind of do.
Yeah, new 4400's good, but yeah, so I don't know. Like, I'm gonna stick with the show because I'm anxious to see where this goes. And like I said, I don't know. She's a fairly new superhero because her comics just started in like 2019.
Right? Really?
Yeah. So she's a pretty new superhero.
That's cool.
So I haven't delved deep.
This
into
is in the
her.
Same world as Superman.
I think, but I'm not sure which Superman.
Oh.
You know, there's like yeah, several there's... different multiverse type deals.
We're talking
you know?
Clark Kent, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, yeah, but Superman's in his universe somewhere. I don't, and like I say, kind of makes an appearance.
Or even kind of. Like, he's in,
he
like, on
like
TV
a,
or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, but not, you can't see his face really good. It's kind of like a fast-paced fight scene, kind of.
Is Supergirl exist in this world or no?
I don't know. I don't know who else exists, but yeah. So, yeah, that's Naomi. So, I'm definitely gonna check that out.
I kind of want to watch it now. It sounds interesting.
It does. It really is.
I'm all for new superheroes because, like, I feel like I don't know.
I feel I like can't, well, the old ones, they got too much history.
Yeah, for real. That's what I
like,
mean.
Like, they've been around way too long. It's 37 million season. Comics on them. And
yeah, and not let's eight, not only 18 talk
million
about like
TV
season,
shows,
seasons and, of like the Flash.
Yeah, and, you know, they have a bunch of history.
Supergirl,
and, yeah.
like.
And then they start like
Arrow.
Yeah, and they start mixing
he's
matching
not a superhero,
their history
but
too.
He's there.
They start Arrow is a hero.
He's a hero, but not a superhero.
Well, he has no super. Well, he can shoot an arrow really good. Does that count?
No, that's not. And the way he got his power, her, his not his power.
The same power. He just learned karate from a dude.
Yeah, it's kind of. I don't know.
But anyway, so and then they kind of start trying to like mix and match. I don't know. Like you know what I'm saying? Like they'll mix and match the. Like you watch a show. And they'd be like, oh, that villain's
the crossover.
From... Well, no, they'd be like, that villain there, oh, I don't recognize him. Nah, oh, that's because he's from comic number 232 of the something-something series.
And episode
of the,
5901.
You know. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so I don't know. But Naomi, definitely something to look out for. You'll like it. I think you'll...
I'm all for girl...
Yes.
Not,
I'm
all
to
for
see
girl
the
superhero. Not, like, wait... I mean, I'm all for superheroes in general, to be honest, but like, I don't know, some of them.
I'm just glad to see the diversity. I like the diversity. I'm glad they're having, you know, more black superheroes. That's all. We need more black superheroes. I like that.
All Wasn't right, Aquaman so, black for a little bit?
I don't think so.
No, he was gay for a little bit.
No, Aquaman was, I don't think Aquaman was ever black.
I think he was black and gay for a little bit.
Black and gay? I don't maybe know. In the comics.
Yeah, for the comics.
Who knows? Everybody turned gay eventually in the comics, don't they?
Yeah.
A gay version of him or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think Superman's son, didn't he go gay like last month or something? I don't know.
But, you can't go gay, but okay.
But you know what I mean? Yeah, like they made, you know, made the reveal that he was gay, he came out, yeah, or whatever. So anyway, which is good too. Diversity. I'm all about diversity.
I like to, I don't know. Sometimes it can be done wrong, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you can overdo it.
Yeah.
You know, or unnecessarily do it. But, you know, you got to get in where you
or
can.
Or it becomes your whole personality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you got to get
or
in where you can.
Or their whole personality.
So the next thing is Peacemaker.
Didn't like that dude. Peacemaker. He was worse than the main character.
Peacemaker. So I watched...
I don't care how many women or children I have to kill to get it.
So peace. We can back up. I did not go read any Peacemaker comic lore because I want the show to be like fresh, and I didn't want to sit there and go, oh no, that's not how I went into comics. Who's that guy? No, he wasn't the villain in this, you know, this stage, you know. So I went into Peacemaker just fresh, just off of Suicide Squad, pretty much. Yeah. Right? So apparently Peacemaker survived Suicide Squad, of course. You remember he supposedly
he's
died.
Alive?
Spoiler alert if you ain't seen Suicide Squad. But yeah, he gets shot in the neck and a building falls on him. Remember?
He alive?
Yeah, he's alive. He lives.
He got a whole show now?
Yeah, he lives. So he lives.
People liked him that much?
Yeah, people liked. I think people liked John Cena that much. I think
it was John Cena that played.
Yeah. Peacemaker is John Cena.
What?
Yeah. So
wait, I watched that whole show and I did not realize that was John Cena.
Yeah, it's John. What were you watching?
I don't know. I don't know. I was watching Suicide Squad. It's just that I didn't realize it was John Cena.
Yeah, it's John Cena.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Peacemaker's John Cena.
I didn't even know he acted.
Yeah. So you know he acted. He's been in a lot of stuff.
You know maybe what? I don't think I recognize his face that much. You know I feel like I see. Just, I think I recognize him from that clip, and I think like from like 2016 or something like that. That clip.
Just unplug your mic and go. Just unplug your mic.
Okay, but
no, but so he lives. He gets shot in the neck. Building falls on him. He lives. First episode has
spoilers
him,
for the first episode.
Spoilers. This is a vague. It's nothing you can't read. I don't think. Mm. So he. You know, he wakes up in the hospital. We find out, of course, he lived. You know, blah, 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 blah. He gets recruited again by Amanda Waller, who's the leader of the Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. But he gets recruited. She recruits him, but she uses...
Is he, like, disabled now?
No. He's perfectly fine.
A building fell on him. Like, what?
He's perfectly fine.
And got shot in the neck.
He obviously has superhuman, you know, something. He's obviously got something. So he's perfectly fine.
I believe that too.
He's working with a smaller team now of Amanda Waller, ran by, you know, a guy that works right underneath Amanda Waller.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a team of four. But what stands out about this show? So this show is directed by James Gunn. That's, mm-hmm. I think that's his name, right? That did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can so tell that this is a Garden of the Galaxy, like it has Garden of the Galaxy like feel to it, you know. It is a comedy. The show is an action comedy, and it's pure adult humor. Like it's jokes through and through, in and out, you know, all the way adult humor. John Cena is hilarious. He's very, very good in the show. They use, if you like crude humor, like that crude, immature humor, this is a show for you.
Really?
I'm talking like Rick and Morty type, you know, that type of humor, you know, not for kids. This is the show for you. If you do not like that, this is not the show for you. Do not even bother watching this show, you know. But yeah, but he that definitely everybody who's casting the show, it's great. They have great chemistry together. You know, everybody acts very well together. The jokes just kind of flow, even though every other word's a joke, every other word's like some crude, you know, kind of either sexual or something type joke or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena is just, he's great. John Cena's great in it. He does like physical comedy in it. He, you know, a lot of kind of fall down type, you know, It's you gotta watch it. But if you're into all that, then and you know, James, like I said, James Gunn directed it, so it has like music, a lot of classic, classic 80s rock, type music.
I was gonna say, is there a lot of music?
Yes, it is a lot of classic rock 80s music in it, and it has this opening sequence to it, like the opening sequence to the show is a choreographed dance that is just ridiculous. And at first, when I first saw it, I was like, there is no way they can open the show like this every single time.
And they do.
And they open the show like that. I watched them three episodes in. I don't know if they released them all, but I watched three episodes. And
Every single time.
And I'm wondering, and then I was thinking, oh, they're going to have to, like, by the end of the season, they're just going to cut this short and not do this every time. But no, they didn't spend all that time to choreograph that whole dance to do that. So they're going to open the show like that every single time. And it's funny the first two, maybe three times you see it. But eventually it's going to get like, okay, whatever. You're going to hit, you know,
skip. Okay, this is Peacemaker.
Yeah, this is Peacemaker.
Is the show named Peacemaker?
Show's named Peacemaker.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I like the show. I will continue to watch the show. It's on HBO Max. And like I said, I'm not sure if they released all the episodes. I only saw three of the episodes. I think that's all they had up at this time. So if you like superheroes, you like immature, rude humor, and yeah, this is definitely the show for you. Definitely the show for you. So Peacemaker. I recommend
sponsor
it.
Me. Yeah. Like
Peacemaker, sponsor me. No, I definitely recommend it. But like, don't expect nothing serious. It's not. I mean, they have like little serious stuff in there, but don't. Yeah, don't go
not
into
going
this.
This
yeah.
Like, oh, this is like this yeah. is like what's a super serious show?
I can easily see somebody watching this and going, oh, this is stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can easily, yeah, because it's that type of show. You know, but I like it.
Is Amanda Waller played by the same person?
Yeah, Amanda Waller's played by the same person.
Amanda Waller,
and this isn't a spoiler, yeah. They tell you in the first episode, her daughter is on this little small team. And guess who her daughter is?
Who?
I can't think of her name.
She's a villain?
No, she's not a villain. Her daughter's not a villain.
Oh.
I don't think.
I mean, Suicide Squad, one of that girl in Suicide Squad, that girl that was like controlled the rats and stuff, she wasn't a villain.
None. They're like anti-heroes.
Yeah, more like anti-heroes.
Yeah,
not,
they're not really like even Peacemaker. You'll see. You just
he's
watch.
Not.
Have
he's
you a chance?
Villain. He's
watch
a villain.
Peace.
I don't care how many women, children.
You'll see people
and
change.
Old people I have to kill to get.
You'll see people change.
People change.
People change.
He's still gonna say he's like, oh my god. Quoted by the Rat Girl. I thought he was the crazy one. Like really.
You gotta watch it. It's good. You gotta watch it. So what's up? You made me lose my track of thought. Peacemaker. Oh yeah, her daughter. Who's her daughter's played by Orange
Zendaya.
Is the New Black.
Zendaya.
Not Zendaya.
She was
the girl from Orange Is the New Black. What was the one everybody liked her? Black girl, young.
Cindy.
No. Did you watch Orange Is the New Black?
Yeah.
All of it?
Not all of it.
The one, oh my God, she was crazy. She was.
Oh, that girl.
She was the black girl. She was crazy. She was a bigger black girl.
Yeah.
I can't even think of her name. She had they called her something.
Sunflower or something?
No.
That's what you called the
man. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to get off of it. As soon as I get this podcast, I'm be like, oh, it was almost said her name right there. It was something. She had a nickname, but everybody loved her. She worked
was funny.
She worked in the warden's office a while. She was funny. I cannot think of her name, but anyways, she plays Amanda Waller.
That one time she peed on the floor.
She never peed on the floor.
Yes, she did.
I don't think she peed on
the
floor.
She peed on the floor in one of the earlier seasons.
I don't. Yeah.
It was because that girl, she's like, sometimes I get angry. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Look, maybe we talking about two different people.
No, we're not talking. She was definitely. All right.
Anyway, the point of this is check out Peacemaker. Really good. Really funny, in my opinion. If you don't like the crude humor, don't waste your time. It's definitely just a bunch of crude humor throughout the show. Definitely adult, definitely violence. Very, very violent.
Is it like
show.
American Horror Story violence?
No.
Not like American Horror Story. Like gun, Suicide Squad
yeah,
violence?
Like yeah.
That the same level of amount violence. Of violence?
Yes. That type of violence. Blowing up, bomb, people getting shot.
Yeah, but does it show like detail? Because Suicide Squad actually did show a lot of detail this time. Like,
yeah. This is graphic. Yeah. So, anyways. So, last before we get out of here, I want to talk about... Sony this week talked about, first of all, we can talk about this too real quick. Xbox discontinued the Xbox One.
Really? Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, they're going to stop making...
Not like anyone was buying it, but yeah. Okay.
They're going to stop making Xbox Ones and focus on, you know, Series X's and Series S's and all that. So, which is a smart move.
Yeah,
pretty much
it really is.
An Xbox One
it's not like,
costs...
Oh, who's going to buy an iPad, like, one?
Yeah,
like,
I know. Really? And, well, not only that, you know, Xbox One is costing... You know, if what?
However
the same,
much money.
Yeah, is you can buy a Series X now for $300, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
so that's a good decision. So, Sony is going the opposite approach. So, they're going to produce more PS4s this year.
Really?
Yes. And, you know, that tells me that, man, PS5, their production of PS5 must be in real trouble.
What do you mean?
Because I mean, if they said, you know what, and I know maybe some people, maybe they looked at their data and was like, hey, people are still buying PS4, let's make some more, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we can't exactly make more
happening.
Yeah, we can't exactly make more PS5s right now.
Why can't they?
So that's what they're doing, I think, because it's like a chip they need and it's a shortage and COVID and all that.
Oh,
so yeah, so they're going, yeah, Sony's path forward is actually going backwards. You know, they're gonna make more PS4s. And they also put a patent across to start a backwards compatibility for games, so you can play your old games and stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know and I'm trying to figure out if they're in that much trouble where they really can't produce any PS5s, you know, or they're just trying to capitalize on PS4 still selling.
PS4 is actually, I have a friend that has a PS5.
Everybody, well, we have a PS5. What do you mean?
Yeah, I know.
But no,
I know,
but
I'm not saying
that
like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot more people.
I have a friend that actually has a PS5. Like, no.
Like, I can't know why I can find one. Where did he get this elusive PS5?
No, you know? No, I'm just saying I have a friend with a PS5. He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we literally have one in our living room.
Yeah. If I wanted to go touch one, I could go touch one.
Yeah, we have had one since the beginning. So, but yeah, but a lot of people haven't, and I know a lot more people with PS4s than I knew with PS5.
Yeah.
Still,
so I know a lot of people that play PlayStation,
saying.
But not a lot of people that play Xbox.
So. I know. I mean, but I mean, whatever's working.
I'm
for
an
them,
Xbox. Like,
I just hope they keep moving forward with innovation as soon as they can. I hate to see, you know,
go backwards
like that. But you know,
like the moon landing.
Hey, I understand if something's still selling and you can, if something's still selling, you can still make money off of it. Why not make more? Who can blame them, right?
Yeah.
You can't blame them for that. You know,
I mean, not everyone can afford a PS5, too. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm wondering what PS4s are going to go for, like $300, I'm guessing?
How much is
are they gonna
a
rival?
PS5?
A PS5 is $499,
$500. $500?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you can get the, if you can find a digital one, which I ain't never seen one in the store, but $399 for a digital one. That's with no disc drive. Where you can just play all your digital game, you know, digital games.
Mm.
So, but yeah, I mean, nothing beating that $299 Series S, though. You know, so
$299.
That's a good, that's a good deal. $299. I think
how
it comes with Game Pass, huh?
How is it now? How much is Series X for now?
Series X is also $499, but you can get a Series S for $299. Yeah. See.
Oh.
Yeah, your sister got one. She has a Series S.
Oh, Series S. I thought you were saying Series X.
No,
I was like,
X is $499.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not four. Yeah, $499.
I was like, what are you? Why,
no,
why
but
are
the
you
S is
you?
Only $299, and you can play all the new. That's next gen. Because
yeah,
you know
whatever,
wonder
how much mine is.
Yours is discontinued. The one you have, they no longer make that. So, but anyways,
I mean, that means I could sell my Xbox for like pretty pricey,
or it could like, be worth nothing.
Okay.
Which one are you gonna sell it for? Bash if you can get the new gen console for $299, what you gonna sell it for? $199?
If you honestly wait. Come on.
Okay. Anyway. So yeah. So I just, you know, I just hope the path forward for PlayStation. I hope it's more that they just want to capitalize off of PS4s while they can, yeah. And not because they can't produce more PS5s like that. Because, man, that's going to suck if it's still going to be another year or two from now. We're still talking about, you know, people still can't get that PS5. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sucks for them. I mean, yeah.
I mean, eventually you got to think, unless for the hardcore Sony people that can't get that PS5 is going to just start buying Xboxes.
Yeah, for right? real.
Because I seen an Xbox in the store. I didn't see them. They're there.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen a Series X and S. I have seen them in stores before. They are there. So, I don't know. We'll see. All right. With that, we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay.
For the episode. And welcome back, Em. I'm glad you can join me.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Won't be here next week, though.
No, I'm joking. She probably won't. She's probably not joking. But I want to thank everybody for listening, and don't forget, you can find us at Audio Oddity Podcast across all platforms. And
we're gonna start doing a little bit of shorter episodes, so like
yeah I decided to shorten my episodes up some, and unless we just get into a discussion, you know, and it start getting good. But
because last time it was 2 hours. So
well, that was last week's episode because we had a guest, and you know. Yeah,
he was a great guest.
Yeah, guest. And me and him could talk for hours, and I think we talked for another hour and a half after we went off the air.
Yeah, I'm pretty
about
sure.
Stuff. So
yeah,
that was really fun. But yeah, so thanks for tuning in. You can, don't forget, catch us across all major podcast platforms, and we'll see you next week. Everybody, be well.